It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, let's see what we're getting rid of right here. Okay, we got most of the shows off of Spotify right now. Let's see, we got just two more on here. You know, now that I think about it, and all the other crap that's on Spotify, believe it or not, this one might need to stay. And it's called Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
K360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, and here for episode 367. Feels good to be back here for another week of great J360 radio action and all. And I gotta say, after what we talked about last week, I mean, a lot of y'all have been very nice and approachable about everything, too. And then not to mention with the way the mini bite is going right now, y'all have been very open and receptive to it. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard, guys, you know, sometimes when you're starting from zero, but at the end of the day, when you're starting from zero, you don't really care anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can kind of do whatever the hell you want to do. And I always said this, independent thought is what is required to survive in these times. You know what I'm saying? Don't sell yourself or ascribe yourself or co-sign to things that you don't agree with. You know, it takes a real strong stance in order to actually stand up tall and be about things. And I'm telling you that right now because, my God, there are too many people that are co-signing, following, and doing the total opposite of that because they think it'll win over somebody out there. I mean, have you guys not learned this lesson when you were young? Have you not learned this lesson during times where you thought people were your friends, were not really your friends? They were just there for either popularity or they had access to something you had and they utilized that for their full advantage. You know, an enabler of sorts and stuff. There are a lot of people out here, like, that will always manipulate and try to mess with something of yours because they think it's theirs. And they think, like, you know, somebody is looking for a way to be in a group or something like that, rather than them just accepting you for who you are and stuff. And that's why sometimes it's really hard to make friends because, you know, you try to be sociable, you try to be inviting, you try to have people around you, and then all of a sudden, you know, that was their representative. It wasn't really them. But when the real persona comes out, when you know that this person, glaring and damning flaws are on full display, now you want to get out. You know? Now, is that different with me? Usually. Nowadays, I always look at people because, you know, I've had it where, you know, I was doing the show, like, early on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the early days of doing the J-Man Show, I had a lot of people that I talked to. And then, you know, about the time when jams came into our lives, you know, I've had some of those people not turn out to be good associates, let alone good friends. And then I remember, like, this one dude thought that the Jam Show ripped off his show. And I was like, no. In order for me to rip off your content, I would have to engage what your content is. And the thing about it is, it's like, no, I did not create the entire format of J360 Jams. I mean, if you think about it, the early days of J360 Jams, those were 3 hours. It was like 3 to 4 hours, and it was like the top 40 tracks. You know what I mean? But each person on the show, you know what I mean, represented themselves well, usually. And, you know, they had a good time and people came to enjoy it and just sat back and chilled. It was a wonderful time. you know, it was a, well, it was a wonderful time in terms of listening to music and enjoying music, but as far as everything else going on in the world, no, it wasn't really the best time. That was old pandemic time and stuff like that. And, you know, I at that moment, I saw like a lot of really butthurt, jealous, tired, weak-willed people. And I'm not only talking about people that are a part of MAGA, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, people in general were always ridiculous, rude, and all that kind of stuff. And for no reason. And then if you notice this, misery loves company. So all of a sudden, these same kind of people, even dealing with people that didn't even like you in the first place, they all come together as a way of trying to do a Sinister Six kind of thing. And you just look at them and you're like, what is this all about? And then after a while, you'll realize that there's no real reason. They just don't like you, so they congregated together to go make a giant crap storm in front of you, and you just look at them and you're like, oh, you think I'm just gonna fall back and accept this kind of nonsense? And then you proceed to beat the hell out of all of them. Nah, I'm just messing. Well, not really. That is partially true, because when I was a kid, I didn't really play. I mean, especially when I noticed that, like, when people try to hurt you, when you just want to make friends and you just want to be a part of a group and you just want to deal with people, you know, because you're going to deal with people anyway when you're older, you might as well get a foundation first. And they try to put you in an initiation so you can be their friend or all this other weird, tiresome, stupid stuff. Forget it, man. Let me just remind a lot of y'all this, right? If anybody, and this includes for those of you that are trying to date, if you feel as though that you are in some sort of qualifying initiation run for the Olympics and trying to go to somebody's party or trying to do all these other things or whatever, say no. Just say no, because you know what? This person is already full of themselves and they already get like a high or some sort of power trip because, you know, they figure, hey, I can control this individual. After a while, it's not about adversarial relationships entirely. It's about the fact that they couldn't control you and pull you into some stupid, vicious loop where, you know, because, hey, you'll do anything for me because, you know, you believe you're in a friendship with me and all that kind of stuff. Or a relationship or any of that stuff. People love to manipulate and set people up and all this other kind of stuff. Terrible stuff indeed. And that's why, like, you know, today's episode is called Want to Escape a Cult? Because I know a lot of you out there, even in the content creator game. Well, you know, he said he was going to help me get my views. If I hang out with him a little bit longer, you know, I'll get all the views and everything. So while you're over there bootlicking and stuff, I'm over here creating content of my own, and I'm going around and fostering my own audience, because you know what? It's really not that hard when you put your mind to it and you talk about things that need to be talked about. Or you go ahead and you have fun doing what you love to do. Or you find a way to attract people that really like you for you. Now, will you always succeed? Probably not. But a lot of y'all want that quick solution. A lot of y'all will pay money to like a third party to create a middleman in order to get all of this great success. But you see, success is measured in all sorts of other ways. I could go ahead and say like cultism is similar to like brand loyalty, you know, kind of like where say like, you know, you got people that love Pepsi. You got people that love Coca-Cola. And then you got the people that are obsessed with both of them, even though both products are not good for you, and it's pretty much just sealed diabetes ready to come out and take center stage. Ooh, it's gonna mess your insulin up, baby! Things like that, but, you know, you still argue about that kind of stuff. There used to be a thing called the Cola Wars, and then there was a thing called, much like our very own console wars, which nowadays some of y'all are finally getting the point that there is no real console war anymore, because, oh, everybody's going to PC now. Not everybody. And while we're on the subject, though, as I'm bringing the Power Play back, I just gotta say this, right? To heck with you, to heck with you, to heck with all of y'all. I'm gonna be playing console. I want to enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's really nothing wrong with playing a console. And, hey, dare I say it, let people enjoy things. There's more people in the world than you and your otherwise shit opinions. Just letting you all know these things. Because, I mean, right off the bat, like, some of y'all be going too far with it. You think your word is law, when at the same time, your word is really, really just shit. I mean, at the end of the day, your stuff doesn't smell any better than number 47 in the office right now. I'm being perfectly honest about a lot of these things, or any of these people that got to go out here and they got to make, got to try to strut and make it all about them. And the truth is, it really isn't. You know? It's just like how some of y'all think it's a mixed conundrum about what's going on right now. No, it's not. Not if you're an empathetic and rational person. Not if you're somebody that's looking to see, like, okay, this just adds more on top of problems not being solved. When are we really going to solve some problems around here? And I mean decent problems that need to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, you'll probably get a word salad when you're really asking for a solution. And, like, right off the bat, you don't need any of that stuff. But, like, I'm bringing all this stuff up because I see people really dogging themselves and really going through a lot of exhaustion in life these days because they want to be in that elite group. They want to fit in that big circle and all this other stuff. And it seems to just be an ongoing cycle, whereas at the same time, you know, I'm out here, I mean, I done got rid of all of these would-be associates. I done got rid of brands that seemingly showed my status, like pulled my shows from different things, as I mentioned about Spotify, but we'll get to that later. It's just like, you know, I let all that stuff go because at the end of the day, I'm saying no with my wallet. I'm breaking free from all the vicious cycles. I'm breaking free from the cultism of any of this Donald Trump BS and also any of these brands that are overcharging for a lackluster service, you know? And some of y'all are probably like, oh, well, you still got PlayStation Plus. No kidding. Who doesn't? I mean, that's how you play with other people, isn't it? But, you know, like that's a good example, too, though, because the way they were raising prices up on that and everything. But I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. If you bought the Essentials Pack, that's really all you need because you're not getting, like, day one releases like you would Game Pass. And you look at Game Pass and how that jumped up in price. And not to mention, like, what is it for the main one? It's, like, 3 months. And if you had a Xbox Gold card, which, by the way, they're still around, you would transfer that. You'd probably get 4 months and stuff. And you're not even paying that same price anymore. You're paying, like, around, what, $60 now? And I'm like you think about it, you'd be like, yeah, but I gotta keep going. I gotta keep holding on to this. But at the end of the day, they're nickel and diming you because, like, say, like, you get busy, you know, when you're busy handling stuff for those three months, like, you probably have, like, something to endure and take care of. Well, by the time you're up for fresh air, now you gotta go and invest in another card and stuff like that. Well, some of y'all be like, you gotta stack them, man. That's the best way to do it. Yeah, but see, when you stack, right? $60, $60, $60. You understand? Like, all that stuff, multiplication, keep it together on this kind of thing. You know, you really need to pay attention to that kind of stuff. But nobody wants to listen to that whole thing. I mean, pretty much you're paying, like, what, $60, like, four times in a row, so that's $240. So, I mean, but, you know, any of y'all big spenders out there, which some of y'all are in the red right now, and I know you are, because you were talking to me at some point, and especially those of you in real life, like, what you going to eat tonight and stuff, and, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios just isn't hitting it anymore. I wish I was making it up. But you see, the thing about it is, though, you need to say no with your wallet. You need to go ahead and look at things a lot differently. It's just like going back in the stream. Everybody, you know, like, you ever met the streamer that didn't have any money? Which I'm sure a lot of y'all can pull out any sort of names. But we're not trying to specifically talk about people. But you see, like, when they say something like, I needed to get this new game. Why did you need to get a new game? Why didn't you just fire up your Steam or fire up something that was fun for you? You know, and just say, like, I never finished this game, and I want to finish this right now, and I'm going to go ahead and take care of business on this, and this will be our game for a while. If you had to do something like that. But if people liked you, I don't think it really matters what you played entirely. I think you're just having a good time. You know? It couldn't be that, but, you know, like, some people will tell you that they needed to buy, like, the new game that came out. Or they'll tell you that, guess what, you know, I need you all to give me money. Give me money so I can go ahead and buy this new game. And it's like, what? And people do it too. People will give people money for anything nowadays. The market is so, it's so ubiquitous. Like, all of this stuff out here, like, you know, if I sold you a can of, if I sold you a cup of my pee, I'm sure I probably could make at least $2 off of it. And no, I'm not selling you that. Ooh, nah, you wouldn't want mine, but it's too raw for you. But I'm just saying, like, look, that's how crazy things are. And that's how, like, some people who buy that stuff, I mean, that's when you're not responsible with your money, you know? And it's just like, with the cultism of it all, it's not going to bring you any closer to that individual. It's kind of like, you know, say like if you're on OnlyFans and if you're one of those people who are really, really lonely and stuff, which people shouldn't really make fun of people who are lonely. They're lonely because of various reasons, maybe. I mean, I'm not talking about the nice people. The nice people that think that that's enough to get them in. No, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who legitimately don't know any better, who legitimately never understood what pay for entertainment like that is. You know, the ones that actually think that they're going to take the stripper home with them and there's going to be a whole wonderful world ahead for them, even though not always. I mean, some people probably got the risk, but let's just be honest with you. The DJ had a better chance with her than you did. The fry cook. If there's a fry cook back there, in addition to the bartender, would have a better chance with that stripper than you do. And they're part of the staff. You know what I mean? They hang out. They work together. They know what's up. But when you're that one person trying to fit in and all that kind of stuff, or whatever the case may be, because a lot of people do this stuff and you can tell they're novice too. You can just see the new off of them, that they don't know what they're doing and they're about to step into all of these vices that surround them and all, because, hey, they want to look cool. They want to look, the image is amazing, right? I want to marry my ego. Oh, I heard that off of some parody song, y'all. But, like, what I'm saying is, people do a lot of stupid things to fit in with people, and they do a lot of terrible things if somebody with a lot of popularity and influence asked them to, because, you know, the person that wants to fit in wants to be liked so bad, but the person that already has the influence, they want to assert that dominance and everything, because a lot of people don't like competition and all, you know what I mean? And then that's where that narcissism comes in and all that kind of stuff. And nobody's really being themselves at this point, because somebody's going to get hurt after a while. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to cultist thinking like that. But it's like, if somebody is really trying to be your friend, they would not hurt you like this. I mean, now I can understand, like, roasting. I can understand, like, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of banter here and there. But there's a moment where the banter is not necessarily uplifting. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, like, if you have, like, some of your friends and everything else, or so-called friends, you know, somebody shouldn't be willfully trying to hurt you, cut down your self-esteem, make it seem like you're never going to be anything more than what you already are right now, when, at the same time, you have all the potential in the world. And the truth is, you'll know the ones that are jealous of you, not because they'll admit it. They're not going to admit this. This is one thing that people in the world are never going to admit. It's not because they're jealous of you. It's because they want to control you, because they're so afraid of you being everything that they're not. That you'll actually have good friends, healthy relationships, good with your money, all that kind of stuff. Like, you're just going to blossom and you're going to do things miles ahead of them that they aren't even going to get a quarter of. And then they're going to be like walking and kneeling behind you, begging and stuff like that to be in your group or whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying? It's the way they always act. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, when you have a team, like, yeah, there might be the cut up in that team, and there might be the real, real quiet one in the team, but they uplift and they value each other, as do other people in the team, making it open and accessible. That's the team. even though there might be a little bit of ribbing here and there. But when you have certain people that are in a group and they always have like the one person to go do all the errands for them while the rest of them sit there, kind of like how some of y'all and your would-be friends and associates do every weekend. Because like during the club scene, ain't nobody out there dancing and stuff. They sitting in booths and they sitting in chairs on the dance floor, by the way, talking about other people or talking about that person that they sent on a fetch quest and stuff, or somebody else goes to the bathroom. They think they're in that leadership group, but you know, the ones that are still in that booth, they sitting there talking bad about the person and all that stuff, because that's just how crap the human race is. You know what I mean? Right there, that's more of cultist thinking. That's more of like, you know, we're going to use manipulation and exploitation and just go ahead and try to act this way. About like, you know, that's our way of having dominance and being overpowering over people. And you can see that too in the job place from time to time. You know, I remember when I was young, my mom gave me advice one time about like, you know, actually, good Lord, she gave me this advice one time about trying to reason with people that got on my nerves. Oh, I reasoned with them, all right. I got in a fight. And I had a good time, too, because that asshole deserved it. You know what I mean? I mean, she had a good theory, but I had actual practice on my side. And you know what? It didn't bother me because after that, everything was all out in the open. There was no lying, no manipulation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Or nothing, because I pretty much proved that I didn't need that person, but it felt good to punch him in the friggin' face. You know what I mean? Let's see. Modern problem, modern solutions. Well, actually, it's not really modern. It's the old-fashioned solution. Some of y'all act the way you do because you never got punched in the face. You know? It's just like among other things. But you see, there's a better way to handle it. Usually. And the best thing to do is just don't hang around them people no more. Don't even be about that stuff. Go ahead and do your own damn thing. Go ahead and do things that matter to you. Don't worry about fitting in. Don't worry about being a part of that stuff. Don't worry about keeping up with everybody with brand loyalty and all those things. You know what I mean? What makes you great? What makes you amazing? What makes you stand out? Because, like I said before, when people do what they can to try to bury what makes you great and stuff like that, they'll do it. It's just like any of these people out here that want to keep you down and out or want to make you feel embarrassed because you're on Tinder, you're on Hinge, or, you know, you were at OnlyFans thinking that this person was interesting, you wanted to talk to them, and you didn't know any better. But you know, the thing about it is this, if somebody is out there to tell you, okay, it might be hard to take, and my God, some people it is hard to take, because when they're in too deep, they defend people, they try to run back to the abuse or the mistreatment and all that kind of stuff. It's one hell of a thing to break up, but it's one of those things where you really, really have to have awareness, okay? You have to have awareness. It's kind of like what I say about like Trump and all that stuff. He ain't bring back one damn manufacturing job or have any improvement to the job market when he was in office. You know what I'm saying? But you're probably quick to defend him and say like, oh, well, you know, the data could have been written by anybody. There was no pandemic. It was all fake. Looks over at the people that died from it and looks back over at you. And then looks at the guy who said it was a hoax and then died from it on live stream. You got to think for yourself. And you see a lot of them people out here, They done forgot what the hell the Constitution is. They literally forgot. I mean, they'll say that they uphold it. They'll say that they do this stuff. But this is a bunch of zoned out racist people who just want control. They want control. They want to dictate by any means necessary their influence and all of the wickedness that they do. And it's not cool either. Like, did you see the picture of Dean Cain as an ICE agent? I'm like, why do all these people have dad bods and they all want to go ahead and try to act like I'm a tier one specialist? You are not. Look, just like them people from the Medal of Honor video game back in the day. And at the same time, even then, that version of Medal of Honor sucked. Yeah, Al, I'm afraid it did. And while I'm going on to this whole subject here, you're seeing it all with backwards caps, wearing these ski masks and stuff. And at the same time, you know, we all made fun of John Leguizamo when he was Luigi in Super Mario Brothers, but now all these motherfuckers are just trying to cosplay as him as a way of intimidating all of us. And it's really, really crazy when you think about it, because when the pandemic was around and a cough could kill you, or at least get you sick, which it still can, by the way, now everybody's dressing up wearing masks and stuff. I'm like, are you friggin' kidding me? The irony, man. The irony. And it's, you know, you just look at it, it's just really, really stupid. And then Dean Cain, because he had an argument with James Gunn about Superman being an immigrant and all. You know, my dude, looking at you, I never think you white. I definitely think you Filipino. Chill the hell out, man. Because, see, here's the thing. We are a country of immigrants, no matter how many times white America tries to tell you otherwise. And it's funny about that, too, because when you bring that up, you know what I mean? They're all overwhelmingly there to disagree with you. But here comes the funny part. When they're by themselves on that stuff, they always talk about their Dutch descent and Italian descent or any of these other different areas where they descended from. Or tell you that they're part Native American, even though at the same time, you know, yeah, a lot of good and help you did with that. It just gets wilder every time. And, you know, it's not getting any better with all this AI stuff here either. Because, like, you know, these guys are so brazen and bolden about doing these things that you got people running around saying, it's going to be the end, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's going to be... First off, who the fuck asked you? I'm working on my cussing, people. Who asked you? Who's making these rules? You know what? It's kind of like this. Yes. Like, just like augmented reality, just like virtual reality, they were the future too, right? Just like a whole lot of other things, right? I mean, it'll be the future for whoever uses it, I guess. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? You want quick and easy? You want to go ahead and do that stuff? Then don't tell me a damn thing about how complicated your life is, because apparently it isn't. This stuff is not complicated. It's like one way or another. If you don't want to use it, then don't use it. You know what I'm saying? If it's one thing, it's about choice and it's about thinking for yourself that really should matter. And, you know, like I said, awareness will really help you. Because right now they're trying to change the books. They're trying to go through all of this extra insurance because they know they're not doing right by the people. And the people are well aware of it. But you got other people coming out here saying, whoa, man, you overreacting. I'm not overreacting. I am standing on my stance, speaking my point, letting you know exactly what's going down. And it ain't the way you think it's going to go. That's my answer to that. All this stuff that's going on nowadays, man, you look at it. Really pay attention. Because at the end of the day, you wonder where you go on with this kind of stuff. And you try to, you know, you try to rationalize it out, but there's really no rationale behind it. Because any of those institutions that this idiot done messed with, right? Like he fired the person that was in charge of the labor statistics, for God's sakes. You know, the one for the job report to tell you how things are going. Why is he going after all of this stuff? Because he doesn't want you informed. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't mention this on the last couple of episodes that we were talking about when it came to, like, news and all that stuff. See, journalists only have two jobs, right? Keep us informed and keep the ones in power honest. That is the job of journalism. And of course, there's more garbage and all this other kind of stuff in the way. But like I said, we can dive into that at another time because I haven't done a News of the World episode in a while. And you know what? I'm really, really feeling it. But I want you to understand this, though. People will try to throw their influence on you. They'll try to make you stay dull when you should be sharp about all this kind of stuff. You know, like I can see it now. Somebody come up and tell me, well, you know, that's not what I meant. I didn't intend for any of this stuff to happen. Wasn't one of the number one rules on J-Man's whole thing? Actually, it's not the number one rule. Butts Will Be Hurt was the number one one, but oh, Lord, I miss season one sometimes. But one of the big rules in J-Man's house was, oh, no F's given. No. It's close, but no. You see, one of the biggest rules here is intentions be damned. Okay? Your intention could have been great. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like ghosting somebody. Ghosting somebody is a good intention. You're safe and you don't have to have no sort of responsibility on how this person reacts now that they found out that you did not want any part or interest in them. But little did you realize that person found your Snap map or your Instagram map and is over there looking to see exactly where you are anyway so they can go ahead and confront you about this because of closure. See what I'm saying? That's intention. Or like, you know, the intention of messing with gay marriage because you believe in the sanctity of marriage and all this. Yeah, Kim Davis is apparently still alive and back, which is weird in itself. But, you know, at the end of the day, because she's an a-hole, and the truth is the rest of these, you know, Christians are a bunch of a-holes. They're Christian in name only. They're not Christian in terms of real Christians because if you really read the Bible, all right, the Bible does not allow any of this nonsense. Especially the part of the Bible you're supposed to be following. You ain't supposed to be following Old Testament like that. Old Testament is supposed to be the history lesson, whereas New Testament is supposed to be the one you're following. But you got some of these places, once again, want to control you to the point where you can't even speak up about that stuff. And not to mention, if you do, I damn you because you said something against me. You don't have no power to damn anybody. Think about it. It takes a lot of strength to go ahead and look at something or any of these influencers or any of these people that are in charge of big business and ask them, why did you do it? It really does. You can start with that. Why is a good way of defiance sometimes. It's very light, and it's true to the point. And I mean, you'll probably get like what did I used to get from my authority? Because I said so. That's not good enough. You tell me why. Answer the damn question. Why are you doing this kind of stuff? What exactly is this whole point? And you see, the thing about it is that they probably won't even have it. Most of the time, they don't have a good reason when they say that stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of things could be alleviated if you just say why. But then you got people out here like, I don't have the reason with blah, blah, blah. That's my kid. I don't have the reason with blah, 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 blah. That's my coworker. I don't have the reason with... Yeah, I think you need to start reasoning before, guess what? Time takes its course and that person is old enough to treat you the way you treated them. Or that person gets enough money to treat you the way you treated them. And this is where when you look at it and stuff like that, this whole thing with Trump's reign and stuff like that, it ain't gonna last forever. You know, with all this other kind of stuff, but see, it's not just him. It's all of these little would-be clowns that are floating about. It's all these would-be so-and-sos that are floating about. Or it's all those people in the elite groups of whether it's your job, whether it's sports, or whether it's, you know, clubs that you're a part of, or video game outlets that you're a part of, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when I was around the Black Podcasters group and stuff like that, and they thought they could roast me, but apparently they couldn't. I stood right there, calm and collected, started using rationale and facts. And after a while, room got quiet. And a lot of people that were there knew about that. And then guess what? Even though I lost that Halo 3 event, I still went to sleep and woke up and came back on the mic just like anything else. Kept playing my Xbox like anything else. Because you know what? Because I don't owe them a damn thing to be where I am and getting where I need to be at. And you know what? My numbers are rising all the time every time I do an episode and all the kind of stuff that needs to be done. Because I'm not out here trying to topple and say the same thing like every damn body else either. I'm not here to be like everybody else. I'm here to be me. And if you want to hang out with me, and if you want to chill with me, and if you want to be a part of my group, if you want to work with J360 Productions, that's entirely up to you. And if you want to donate to J360 Productions, well, ko-fi.com/J360Productions is where you need to be at. You want to be a part of the Legion membership? $5 a month, $60 a year, right there in front of you. But don't think that for 1 minute that I'm sitting right there saying, you have to do these things. Alright? Don't see me try to manipulate you into doing all this kind of stuff, because I'm not. I mean, what the hell do I need to do all that for? You know? I like doing what I do. And guess what? Doing what I do might not be the most popular thing. You know what I mean? Unlike certain people in my life, I don't keep people around when I know that they're toxic and they're not doing right for me or themselves, let alone that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I know that this person, is, whomever this person may be, is not a friend if they keep going on. Whereas I'm tired and just completed a show, or I'm, you know, the show didn't take and I'm going through a hard time, and this person coming up and saying, oh, hey, Jay, you know, I'm just a very weird dude. I never stop creating my own content and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, well, guess what? I had to deal with a bunch of things over in my neck of the woods, and this is not the right time to talk about who's doing better than who right now. So, you know, suck a big one. It's all about approaches. It's all about how you carry yourself. But you see, a lot of y'all take abuse, and then you go ahead and you go back to those people. Me, I get rid of people. I mean, I'm not waiting until, like, later on in my life to go ahead and say, here comes revenge. No, 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 no. Your ass is going. Your ass is going. I'm going to push you right out that damn airlock, just like off of Aliens. I don't care anymore. Because there's always better people out there. And they'll let themselves know. And the truth is that you got to have the strength on the inside to be very honest about where you stand and where you want to be at. And keep in mind this, I don't need anybody's permission from anyone in my friends group, the J360 Legion, or even all the way to where my parents are to have a stance in this stupid society. Do you see what I'm saying? It takes a lot to be about that, and you have to go through a lot to be about that, because it's all about returns after a while. Reciprocation, if you will. You know what I'm saying? If I wasn't really about breaking away from escaping that cultist thinking, escaping from groupthink, escaping from the idea of, oh, wow, will everybody be proud of me this week? Will everybody be proud of me next week or whenever and all that kind of stuff? You know what I'm saying? Will the world be proud of me if I got my, you know, 500 subscribers? Or if I got my 500K subscribers? Or if I got my 5.5K subscribers and then some? Would the world be proud of me then? The world wouldn't care. And the truth is, I'm doing the best I can. And I'm having a good time doing the things that I love to do. It's just like when I'm playing my guitar. I don't give a damn about who the hell is out here and they've been classically trained for years. Who cares? I'm playing my guitar. Or like, you know, if I'm playing, let's just say this. If I'm playing the original Sonic Generations on my PlayStation 3 and somebody else over there is playing like Sonic Generations with Shadow on PlayStation 5, it would not matter. I'm just having a good time doing what I love to do. And I'm saying no at my wallet because guess what? The quality's not there anymore. And you know what? I'm going to make the most out of these otherwise dystopian times. Till that fool realizes none of his stuff takes place. You know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing anybody who leaves. I remember one time somebody had a real big crash out, and me and Al were there. And you know what? I basically said, oh, is this what I'm getting from you? And I mean, at the end of the day, see, because Al knows this stuff. But when I see that kind of stuff, your ass is gone. Because at the end of the damn day, life is too short, and I'm not dragging tiresome, weak ass, constantly complaining cowards with me. And you should use that as your strength so that you can look at your friends group and really evaluate the hell out of them and stuff. And let me tell you this, it's freeing because you ain't got to worry about none of them ever again. Until you're probably in a public place or something and they got a nerve to be like, well, we should have a talk. Yeah, we had a talk. Go away. All right? Whatever the case may be. I thought you said you forgave me. Yeah, but I don't forget. Get lost. Because if you really valued people, and if you really valued friendship, if you really value independent thought, you wouldn't do such a thing. And the world seems to always validate toxic, terrible people and things, and the thinking that comes from toxic, terrible people. You know what I'm saying? If you gotta hurt somebody in order to prove the how tough and strong you are, you ain't nowhere near it. Bullying is its own hell. You know? But that's why I made this episode tonight. And that's why, like, even with brand loyalty and stuff like that, if you know that the brand ain't been doing right by you, that is your perfect chance to leave that whole thing, because it is doing nothing more than blindsiding you from what's really important. Escaping a cult requires a lot of inner strength, a lot of, you know, a lot of awareness. And then while we're on the subject, when you're really tired of it. And I guarantee this, there are people out here in the world that are really tired of it. And when you do, and when you are tired of things, nothing can stop you. Which is pretty much why I'm doing all of these upgrades now. But I got to go ahead and work on the power play anyway, so I got to keep it moving. But, you know, I wanted to let you guys know these things, and I wanted you all to hopefully learn something from it. But I got to go. So, y'all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.